Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophie and Alessia with your 8 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, three consecutive days of severe storms have caused widespread power outages and schools to close in southeast Queensland. The current storm season activity has been the highest since 2013, with hailstones reported up to 14 centimetres. Energex has said they are aiming to restore power back to customers by Wednesday evening and Thursday for those in more isolated areas. According to meteorologists, severe storms are expected for tonight and Thursday evening as hot and humid conditions continue across southeast Queensland.
In national news, Finance Minister Katie Gallagher has put pressure on the Federal Public Service, asking departments and agencies to save as much on their costs as possible. Senator Gallagher confirmed a report in Australian Financial Review that the public service sector would need to find savings of as much as 5% a year. She stated that it would be an exercise in discipline and that agencies need to make room for reprioritisation within budget. This comes after Labor campaigned against the Liberal Party's pledge to cut 41,000 public servants at the last election. Unions are warning those in the public service to expect job losses.
Pauline Hanson has been suspended from the Senate for 7 days after her burqa stunt and will not be allowed to represent Parliament in overseas delegations. Members of the Greens, Labour, the Coalition and the Crossbench voted for the contra motion. The Senate voted 55-5, with Hanson, three One Nation senators and the United Australia senator the only ones to oppose. It was stated that Hanson's actions, quote, intended to vilify and mock people on their basis of religion and disrespectful to Muslim Australians, end quote. Hanson has refused to apologise.
In international news, heavy rain has caused significant flooding in Gaza's tent cities, leaving thousands of Palestinians without shelter. It is the second major downfall seen within the area, with authorities reporting floodwater of around 40 to 50 centimetres in some parts of Gaza. More than 2 million of the majority of Gaza's population is living in tents, and humanitarian agencies have warned that there is a lack of shelter supplies entering Gaza. There is concern as winter approaches that heavy rainfall will continue and many more Palestinians will be displaced. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with high chances of showers and a possible storm this evening. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.